Good morning, and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, December 12th, 2023, and information is provided up to date as at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. The market is currently looking at a mostly flat open, with S&P futures largely unchanged. This follows Asian markets generally closing higher, and European markets largely higher in early trading. The US 10-year is down 3 basis points, yielding 4.20%. The dollar is lower against the euro and yen, firmer against the pound, gold, oil, and industrial metals are higher, and cryptocurrencies are mixed. The CPI figures are to take the spotlight later today, ahead of the Federal Reserve meeting. Core CPI is expected to print at 4% year-on-year and accelerate slightly on a monthly basis. The headline CPI for November is expected to come in unchanged as it did in October. The December FOMC meeting ends on Wednesday, with the policy statement, an updated summary of economic projections, and Chair Powell's press conference. Markets continue to price in a near 100% chance of a hold, whilst economists don't expect Powell to move away from his recent hawkish-leaning messaging, which some see as pushback to recent loosening of financial conditions. On the data front, Netherlands' November CPI came in above prior month, Australian November business conditions were below prior month, and November business confidence negative and below prior month as well. Japan November CGPI coming in below the prior reading, and the UK October unemployment rate steady and in line with expectations. Due up on today's US economic calendar, we have the November NFIB Small Business Index, followed by the CPI numbers, the weekly Redbook chain stores, and weekly API crude inventories. In corporate news, The Verge reports that Google has lost its legal battle with Epic Games, with the jury finding it turned the Google Play App Store and Google Play billing service into an illegal monopoly. The Verge reports that the federal jury unanimously determined that Google has monopoly power in the Android app distribution markets and in-app billing services markets, that Google acted anti-competitively in those markets, that Epic was injured by that behavior, and that Google has an illegal link between its Google Play App Store and its Google Play billing payment services. And Jimian reports that suppliers are readying to produce 1 million Apple Vision Pros annually. On today's earnings calendar, we just have Johnson Controls International due to report before the open. Asian equities ended mostly higher on Tuesday, in cautious trading ahead of the main catalysts of the week. Hong Kong closed higher to unstitch yesterday's declines, and mainland China boards were mixed. The Japan political crisis is shaping up to be the biggest since 1988. The Nikkei discussed the latest scandal over the political fundraising, highlighting the risks of a chain reaction of resignations, with many government officials comparing this event to the 1988 recruit incident, the biggest political scandal in post-war history, which forced the resignation of the then Prime Minister. PM Kishida yesterday pledged to take appropriate action at the right time. With the current Diet session to conclude on Wednesday, prior reports indicated that Kishida aims to demand mass resignations of senior officials who are members of the LDP faction, which has been at the centre of the allegations. European markets have opened largely higher, with the Euro stocks, FTSE 100, French CAC, and German DAX all trading up. Faltering US and EU efforts to agree on additional financial support for Ukraine has prompted the EU Commission to once more propose using frozen Russian assets to aid Ukraine. The proposal would use profits generated from Russian central bank assets in Euroclear. The move could still trigger uncertainty and fears with immediate effect on financial markets. Another clear risk is retaliation from Russia by seizing Western companies' assets. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary for Tuesday, December 12th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.